We're on with Jack Draper on Iron Sports. Jack, so you're back here in Miami. You had your first Masters 1000 win in 2022. We're excited to be back in the South Florida.
Yeah, massively. It's a city I love to come back to. Obviously, like you said, my first 1000 win here. Last year, I had to miss the tournament through injury. Really excited to be here, and I'm looking forward to my first match.
Yeah, I saw where you're a big UFC fan, like Conor McGregor, but do you realize that last weekend we had Vera versus O'Malley? It was a great, great match. It was down in Kaseya Center. Did you happen to catch it?
I didn't, but I watched all the it was a great fight, and I do keep my eye on the UFC. Incredibly brutal sport, and huge respect to anyone who goes out there in the octagon. So big fan of the sport, and I love watching it.
So you played, you're one of those tennis stars that played a lot of sports growing up. You were a soccer player, cricket, swimming, and then you didn't really start focusing on tennis until your late teen or later teens, like 16. So do you think playing all those sports has helped you now in your tennis career?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think it's, a lot of players, they do homeschool, they focus just on the tennis, and they don't do much else. Whereas I feel like when I was younger, tennis was always more of a priority, but I did a lot of other sports. I played football, like you said, golf, hockey, cricket, swimming. I did so many different things, and I think it's so good for you to be like an all-rounded, well-coordinated, athlete. And being in team sports is obviously a bit different. So I think playing different sports, there's a correlation with, it actually helping tennis and helping just to be a better athlete, I suppose.
And then your role model growing up, one of your favorite players was Andy Murray, and you got during the COVID shutdown, it's like you were the National Tennis Center in England, and it's like you and Andy just hit almost every day. So that must have been super fun to be just playing with your idol.
Yeah, of course. Andy's like a huge role model to me. He's one of the best players, I believe, in history. Like what he's done for the sport, not only in the UK, but in the world, it's just incredible, and I'm inspired by what he's done, and I think he's inspired so many players to pick up a racket or even just play recreationally. I think he's a legend, and I'm very lucky to have got to know him and practice with him and be on the tour with him. So I've got lots of memories with Andy that I'll never forget, and even after he stopped tennis, I'm sure we'll be close, and I'm sure that's not where the journey ends,
The one thing about your career is you have a lot of challenger wins, and maybe to explain to my audience, we're down here in South Florida on five radio stations, but you talk about in terms of you've won five challenger events, and then you go from a challenger event to the regular tour events. It must be pretty cool to keep him busy.
Yeah, 100%. I think what a lot of people don't quite get about tennis is that, it's such a tough grind to get up to the tour level. There's so many players in the world who play incredible tennis. The top 500, 600 players in the world play as well as the tour level players. It's just a few ins and outs, maybe the consistency, mentality, how good they are physically. But it's a really tough sport to get into the top 100. And obviously winning those challenges has helped me to play on the tour regularly. And hopefully I can stay here now injury free and keep on competing hard.
Yeah, you're ranked 42 in the world, and I was shocked by your record against the top 10 players, former top 10 players. You're Murray 1-0, Thiem 1-0, Tsitsipas 1-0, Sinner 1-0, Fritz 1-0. You're 12-14. What is it when you're playing these top players? It's really, you are able to pull out these victories and play really well.
Yeah, I mean, I think tennis is like I said, there's so many players who play incredibly well. Obviously, those guys who are top 10 in the world are incredibly consistent. But on their day, I believe, a lot of players can beat anyone. And I managed to play some incredible tennis those days. That's where I want to be. I want to be a top player in the world, and I believe I have the capability to do that. It's just getting physically better, getting more experiences, and just playing more, and hopefully I can be there consistently with those guys.
And you mentioned last year you missed a tournament with injuries. How are you feeling? How, with your shoulder and everything else, getting ready for this tournament?
Yeah, I'm feeling good coming into here. Obviously, I had a tough one in Indian Wells, but I picked up some good confidence in Acapulco. I played some great tennis there, making the semi-final. Um, and And yeah, like I feel like my practices have been really good. I obviously love coming to Miami. It's a great tournament, and it's a Masters 1000 at the end of the day, and so I'm incredibly motivated to want to do well here and do everything I can to produce good results.
Jack, thanks a lot for coming on IRS Sports. I know you're super busy, so thank you for giving us this time, and best of luck in the tournament for the next 2 weeks.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you.